Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Hazards of the job, man. Did you see the video from the influencers that got spiked by that SU? Like, just hanging out. Enjoying a delicious
salmon
slider.
They were not just hanging out. They were filming content.
They were working.
That's what I was wondering when I saw the vehicle come through the window.
Yeah.
Because they were sitting on the same side of a booth, looking at a screen.
Right.
They're not paying attention to anything going on around them. If
you,
they had been sitting like one on one side, one on the other.
Right.
And not filming.
Right.
Is it possible they might have noticed the trajectory of that vehicle prior to it almost colliding with their bodies?
I think it's highly, highly possible because here's the thing. Like, you're sitting in you're there to do a job. Your job is to eat these salmon sliders, post a video, the restaurant's happy, your followers are happy, but you get zoned in. Right. You get zoned in and the only thing you're thinking about is like making sure you don't look weird when you eat. You know, you do all the usual stuff that you might do. Look how many people injure themselves when they're just like looking at their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People walk off cliffs.
Like people
or into bears. Remember that story?
Into bears. So I cannot say with any kind of... No, absolutely, I would think that you would probably notice it. Do you have any time to do anything about
it? Yeah, exactly. That doesn't... And maybe the outcome would have been worse.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about the carnage on that side.
Yeah,
I guess
it was
fine, though, because the phone was fine.
Yeah.
Very generous of you to assume that the restaurant paid for them to be there.
I always assume... Did they not do that? Is that not... Is this just
You don't think it was just two people filming themselves eating?
No, I mean,
that's where my mind went.
They just go, just
granted,
show up
they'll have more followers now than they did when they were starting that video. And I mean, rightfully
that is,
so.
That is
suffering for your craft.
I would not. There's not a happier ER visit you can be in. Hey, are you okay? Yes. Oh, how's like? Hope your follower count's going to be.
Didn't she have like the woman that didn't she have a gash?
Something. I think Nina Santiago had like a cut. Like, she got cut over her eye. It looked like the dude had a couple of.
Well, he was the one closest to the window.
Yeah, he caught the blast, and like he was the first one in. Then she got bumped out of the booth. If you go back and watch the video, watching him like it's kind
watch
of
his
floating,
eyes. It's
watching
in his. Motion,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
I just like that his pants were so ripped up, and I was trying to figure out is that because of what happened, or were they like that going in?
You know, maybe that was a style thing. I don't know. Either way, everyone's good. Y'all are famous now. That's a win. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Just a heads up this morning, you probably shouldn't eat the radioactive shrimp from Walmart.
I don't even know what to say to that. What? Why would there be like? So there's radioactive shrimp at Walmart.
I'll tell you coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Wow.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, I'll be honest. When I see these food warnings, before I had kids, basically ignored them.
Yes.
I'd be like, hey, this might apply to me. Does it seem serious enough to like look up the codes?
The one you just said.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, this is one of those cases where, like, yeah, if you bought shrimp at Walmart recently, don't eat it, and I'll tell you why and how to check. But before we get to that, I want to discuss Morgan Wallen's Nashville lookalike.
He has a Nashville lookalike?
He has a doppelganger.
Okay.
Absolutely he does.
All right.
Fans on Broadway started noticing this cop who could pass as Wallen's twin. And the
sure.
resemblance is so close that videos of Officer Wallen have gone viral.
Officer Wallen.
Obviously, the jokes are centered on Morgan's checkered past with the Nashville police.
It is.
But seriously, this guy looks identical to Morgan Wallen. And he was a good sport. Like, people are now kind of acknowledging it.
Look at this
Someone
dude.
Stopped him for an interview.
Look at this
like
guy.
Like, he's yoked. Really buff.
He's a large man, but that is shockingly similar. Like, that's crazy.
And let me nip this in the bud. Anyone hoping to shoot their shot, like, you can't get Morgan, but you can get close.
Officer Wallen.
A wedding band has been spotted, and he confirmed he is happily married.
All right.
Morgan Wallen working double time right
now. Wow.
Packing arenas and keeping the peace on the streets of Nashville. In other news, Psychology Today has put out a list of ways we're making ourselves dumber every single day.
Well, that's a long list, let's be honest.
Well, they just picked four.
Oh.
Four things that maybe you could look to rectify.
Okay.
Not getting enough sleep. That's on this list.
Yes, yes,
even just one night of bad sleep apparently can make you dumber.
I think everyone will admit that's true. Like, you know it when you've had it. It's
if
bad.
You're really tired, yeah, because like now you're talking about bad reaction times, you're slow, you've got no memory, your judgment skills.
You are never your best self.
Are definitely, not great. Drinking alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just dumber while you're drunk. Drinking too much and too often, that affects your long-term brain function.
Hurts your brain.
Not having enough structure.
Really?
Yeah, our brains thrive on purpose and deadlines.
I buy that.
So without them, then you're not as focused and you're not as creative.
Oh, yeah, because
so even if you were in one of those creative fields, like you still need to you block out your day.
You can't have just free reign to do whatever you want. Your body doesn't know what to do with it.
And if you procrastinate too much, it can have measurable effects on your brain function.
Okay.
And then the top one was not treating your brain like it's a muscle.
Oh, like you got to work out your mind.
Not a muscle, but you can treat it like one.
Yeah.
You think it's a fixed thing, but studies have shown just knowing that you can train your brain and improve your cognition tends to make it happen.
You got to do stuff to stay sharp, man.
If you don't use it,
you lose it. 100% yes.
And you should lose this shrimp. Like, absolutely. If you bought shrimp at Walmart, you need to toss it immediately.
I'm so...
So the FDA is warning Americans not to eat, sell, or serve Walmart's Great Value raw frozen shrimp.
Great Value raw frozen shrimp.
Okay. Due to possible radiation.
What is that even? What is that?
So they believe it to be contaminated with cesium-137, which is a radioactive isotope.
How would it have gotten...
It was detected in the shipping containers from Indonesia.
Why would they be shipping radioactive...
At four U.S. ports.
Why? What?
And testing on the frozen shrimp from the distributor also tested positive.
That just seems like a bad idea to
be... Well, technically no frozen shrimp within the U.S. food supply tested positive, but due to the likelihood of contamination, they're like, this is something that you just want to go ahead and not roll the dice on.
How would it even...
They're recalling all products from those containers.
That is... That I feel like you need to. I feel like you need to figure out how that happened too. Like what did we throw in with the shrimp? Like, what? Why?
Oh, they'll tell you. If you want to know if your shrimp is potentially radioactive, there is information out there on the codes.
Okay,
but the printed Best Buy dates are March 15th of 2027.
Okay,
and the packages were on sale in 13 states, including ours.
All right.
Which is why I bring it to your attention today.
So check your budget shrimp if you got it at the Walmart.
Absolutely. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
So we can't just hand you the cash for Money Minute.
That would be the easiest way.
Oh, would be nice.
To ramp this up a little bit, but no.
But we can hand you this freebie.
Yes.
This free answer to hopefully help you look like a trivia rock star coming up at 8:30. The goal, of course, with Money Minute is to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. And if you do, you win $100.
Yes.
Pretty good. And the factory will help get you there.
The factory.
The factory.
Okay.
Remember, the factory.
Uh-huh.
Free answer? Yes. Free money. That part's up to you. Go sign up now.
I mean,
thebullhouston.com/contest.
Quite possibly, any given day, it could happen. What will happen for certain is we have more tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo. Your chance to win those is coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. We're about to have some fun with this morning, Katie. I have not been so ready for a game in a minute. It's your chance to win Pasadena Rodeo tickets right after this.
100.3 The Bull, where Frito and Katie saddle up. It is almost rodeo time in Pasadena.
Yes, it is.
Like, we are less than a month out now.
Uh-huh.
And we are sitting on a stack of tickets. So if you're itching to see bull riding, calf scrambling, Braxton Keith, Randall King, and more.
All of the usual.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Have we got you covered?
713-881-5500 this morning, and we are going to play a round of 5 and 5. Just a little bit of a thought starter here. Nothing unusual. Yes, Katie has got a category. Your job is going to be to name five things within that category in 5 seconds.
If you can do it, you'll win a four-pack to the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Call us, 713-881-5500. We're playing next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. We're about a month out.
Yes.
Great acts are coming to town, like Braxton Keith, Randall King. You got all your carnival stuff, all your fried food, all your rodeo usuals, and hopefully you, if you can beat 5 and 5.
Let's get to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Natalie Young.
Natalie
seems unsure. Yeah, about I know. This. Okay, have you ever heard 5 and 5 before, Natalie? Is this your first time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is very, very simple. We give you a category. You give us five things that fall within that category, but you only have 5 seconds to do it. If you do, boom, rodeo tickets.
Now, if you heard that that song we were playing there a few minutes ago, you might know that's from a certain show.
It is.
The Flintstones. Just kidding.
No.
Just kidding. The Jetsons. So our category this morning, name five Jetsons characters. Any five Jetsons characters. Again, you got 5 seconds to do it, and your time starts now.
George, Elroy, Jane, and the robot. Mr. Pickling?
George, Elroy, Jane. I'm sorry. You were on the right track. Natalie.
Oh, no.
Better luck that next time. Hard. Frito, Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
That's cool.
Okay, man. You're up. It's 5 and 5. I haven't heard from you in a minute, so I'm hoping this goes well.
Yep.
I would like this to be a nice welcome back to the show for you.
And we did give you a nice little hint.
Yes, we did.
Right, so it should come as no surprise. Our category this morning is the Jetsons. Name five Jetsons characters. Any five. If they're featured on the Jetsons, it's going to count. You have 5 seconds, and your time starts now.
Oh, Robinson, Jetson.
No!
That's all I got.
All good, brother. We appreciate the effort. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Caden,
let's go. 5 and 5. You're up.
Proving a little challenging this early here, Caden, but our category is the Jetsons. So we're looking for five Jetsons characters. Now, there is a helpful little song that you can sing, which will give you five characters.
There certainly is.
And if you can do that in 5 seconds, you will, of course, win the tickets to the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. So five Jetson characters, 5 seconds. Your time starts now.
George, Elroy, Jane, Judy, and Mr. Spacely.
You had Mr. Spacely. Oh, dude.
What was it? It was Spacely Sprockets.
Spacely Sprockets. He had an awful boss. an awful boss. I was going to say.
Don't we all?
The only Jetsons character worth mentioning after George.
And the gang.
And everyone else is really Rosie. Like, Rosie is the star, and Rosie is what gives me hope for the future. That one day we might attain a world in which you can just have a robot made. But
a sassy robot made.
It's got to be sassy. I don't want them just to be, they got to have attitude. They got to be able to give me advice on top of everything else. I'm talking about a companion made. That's where I'm. No, that sounded way creepier than it was. Caden, you're going to the Pasadena Rodeo.
Ignore that. Ignore all that.
Congratulations, man. Hang on the line.
Listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Tony, we're sorry to hear about all this with you and Isabella.
Yeah, it's just not good. But this wasn't like some avoidable thing I messed up, you know? I feel like it's something we can work past.
Well, take us through the story here. I know your email was pretty detailed, but maybe there's something we missed.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Me and Isabella met online, like, 3 months ago, early summer.
Okay.
I guess I should say we matched a few months ago because we didn't actually meet. We didn't see each other in person until like last month.
Okay.
So, right. So we go out. It's a great night. It's a really great night. But I don't know about her, but I was sold. This was the find. Okay. And I find out later that night from her text, she feels the same way. Like, she can't wait to see me again.
Okay.
So we set something else up, do it all over again. Same thing.
The exact same thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. She didn't, like, literally just copy and paste your date or something like that.
Oh, no, okay. No. This time we went to see a movie, and then we chilled at her place for a while afterwards. I just meant same thing as in, it was just another really great night.
Okay.
I really couldn't believe my luck. It was, like, maybe 6 months or so, or just a string of really bad dates and weirdos and things. So, Isabella, really obvious bright spot, right?
Sure.
You know that Luke Combs song, When It Rains, It Pours?
Yep, popular saying.
Yeah, so... later in the week, my boss calls me into his office, and he's like, congratulations, you did it. It's approved. It's all set up, and you've got the job.
That's not what that means. That's exactly the opposite.
Wait, okay, so your boss, did you get a promotion? Is
congrats?
That what you're doing?
Yeah. In a way, I've been looking at transferring to this, I'm trying to get the best way to explain it. All right. Well, it's just an amazing step up for me, okay?
Okay.
It's at the management level for our company. It's at our New Orleans branch.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm feeling like I've gone and hit the jackpot. Like, I just won the damn lottery. I text Isabella, I tell her the good news, and I tell her we should go out and celebrate.
So how did it go? Like, I mean, celebration and everything.
I'll let you know when it happens. She just hit me with a thumbs up.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting a little more.
Sure.
Well, of course you were, yeah.
I thought, hey, maybe she's in the middle of something. I'll hit her back later or whatever. But since then, nothing has been the same. She doesn't want to talk to me anymore. At least that's how it seems. I tried to get her to go out this past weekend. She straight up blew me off.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty smart guy, I'd like to think, but I don't know what's going on here or, like,
well,
what
man,
the issue is.
You don't see what the issue is. Let's be real.
You just told a girl that you just started dating, you're moving states.
Yeah. Like, she's going to feel some type of way about that.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I get that, but that's, like, not till next April or May.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's plenty of time for us to spend together, you know? I'm not leaving tomorrow morning or anything, and then my family is here, too, so I'm not leaving town forever. Besides all that, it's just freaking exciting news. I want to celebrate.
No doubt.
I think I should go out and do something big, you know? That's reasonable to ask my girl,
right.
I think.
No, no, no. But you can see how that might hit her a little bit differently than it hits you. Like a timeline's still a timeline. Okay, did you tell her you were up for this other job or anything like that?
No. For one, I didn't want to jinx it or anything.
Okay.
But I also applied for it, like, a long time ago. It felt like a bit of a reach when I applied, so what's the point of bringing it up? I didn't think it would happen. So now I'm just hoping I can talk to her about this whole thing. Maybe she will if it's coming from you guys.
Maybe. Sure. It's worth a shot, I guess.
Look, we don't have to wait long to find out. We're going to talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Tony and Isabella went out on two great dates.
Yeah.
Two great dates. They've been talking online for a while. Took them a bit to get together, but hey, it's life. Also, life, he's moving to New Orleans.
Surprise. Yeah. Just happened.
And he kind of sprung the news on her, said, hey, we should go out and celebrate. Didn't really get the reaction he was hoping for.
No.
Probably because he's moving to New Orleans.
Yes. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, he wants another shot. He wants to be able to talk to her about this. So that's why we're here. And I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Isabella?
Yeah, this is Isabella.
Good. Definitely called the wrong number the first time. So we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. And we're just calling you today in the hopes that you can kind of help us out with something.
What? Is this like a survey or something?
Or something.
Yeah.
You know
Tony? You remember Tony?
I believe y'all have been out.
Yeah. I know Tony, of course. Yeah, we have.
You good with having a conversation about that for a bit?
Sure. I mean, I guess. It won't be a complete waste of time or anything, right?
Waste of time.
Hey, Isabella. Hey.
Oh. Hi, Tony. He's on the call, too?
Yep, he sure is.
100%. And so I think we know where you're coming from as far as the situation's concerned.
Whoa,
okay?
I thought you guys were supposed to be on my side here.
Well, we're not anyone's side.
No. They get it. Everyone gets it. It's a waste of time. You're moving to NOLA. It's like, hey, that's awesome. You know, like, good for you. But
It's for me, it's just it's a waste of time. Like, this is a go figure. You know, this isn't going anywhere. And I don't know. It was nice while it lasted, but this is it.
Okay, all right. On some level, I do get what you're saying. It's not the most convenient, sure. But it doesn't have to just end here. For starters, it's months away. There's plenty of time to see what develops here and then make decisions down the road.
Right.
We don't need to change anything. Not yet. What if we get really close? You're saying you just, what, forget all about me? You don't want to see me anymore, even though I'm still here?
No, I really don't. It's the job, it, like, changed everything. Yeah. If you were going to be here, like, actually living here, that's, like, a completely different story. But you're not, and it's not even actually close. It's, like, what, an eight-hour drive or something?
Yeah,
and
it's that's long.
That's not cool. Not going to work.
How do you know that? How can you be so sure?
Because it never works. Like, maybe in some really specific circumstance where we've been together for more than, like, what has it been, 2 or 3 weeks or something?
Okay.
We don't really have a relationship to survive this. Like, we'll be miserable. And I didn't really sign up for that. I mean, you're a great guy. I get that, but I'm not trying to get all close to you so you can just up and jump across state lines in like 6 months. And I'm a faller. I fall hard for people, and I'm not putting myself out there like that. Yeah. We have an expiration date, and that's it. We just have to accept it.
I feel like you're only focusing on the negatives, all right? Stop thinking about how bad it's going to be, especially when you don't know. This could be really good for us. There are like a million ways we can stay connected without being in the same place. And we can cross all these bridges when we get to them, okay? I plan on being in town a lot. We'll figure this out as it goes. You just have to be willing to try.
You think that's like what ends with me like eventually moving to New Orleans or something? Yeah, no. That's just not happening. It's like best of luck to you, but...
Okay.
This isn't for me.
Isabel, there's no part of you thinks you might be giving up on a good thing before you know, really know what it is.
Before it starts.
Yeah. Y'all are wild. Like, it's been 2 days, okay?
I get it.
It's not really that serious. And yeah, it sucks. It's super hard to find an awesome man out there. And, you know, these circumstances suck. Losing this guy to that sucks, but that's just how things work sometimes. And it's just, you know, better to end it all now and deal with the, you know, the pain, even if it sucks. And, you know, our feelings are involved. So it's going to get worse.
Down the road, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. These are good points. I don't know if you're right or wrong. I'm honestly leaning towards right. But this happens all the time.
Telling you, it's going to take a lot to change my mind on this.
Well, we hear you. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
We need to know your long, long, long distance dating stories.
Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you, my dad started dating my mom when she was like in New Orleans. He would commute.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Where was he living? Was he Houston?
Or no, they met at A&M, but her parents still lived there, so she would go back, and so he would sometimes commute. I don't know. I just remember stories about driving to New Orleans.
Look, we will. I'm leaning towards she's right. We will see what you guys think. Call us. Talk to y'all coming up next.
Fredo and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning, everyone. 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
So Isabella is worried about Tony.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, maybe. He's moving to New Orleans. They've only been on 2 dates. She's like, it's not serious enough
it's
to try and continue.
It's not serious. It's...
Or is it?
Good morning. What do you think?
My husband and I actually met when I was in Austin and he was in Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow.
And we are now married for 13 years.
Congrats. Okay, let's...
How much time did you spend apart?
Yes.
We made a commitment to see each other every 2 to 3 weeks. I would go down there and then he would come to Austin and visit. And then I would go down there and we just did back and forth until we ended up getting married and we both moved to Colorado together.
Love that. Cow. All right.
So when you guys were together, was that for an extended period of time or was it kind of like Tony and Isabella?
Really, was
it
really
like
fresh?
2 dates and you were like, nah, I really like you. I could see this working.
Yeah.
Well, he had evacuated from the hurricane and came to Austin and stayed with us for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 days. Then whenever he went back, we just
decided we'd try. Was brand spanking new.
Wait, he stayed with you?
He did. His best friend was dating my sister's best friend, so they needed
a
place to go.
Connection, okay. Y'all just gave him a couch, right? Gave him a place to crash and figure things out. So it wasn't like you had a deep history or anything like that with this guy at all.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope, never met him, nothing. 5 days, and we've been married for 13 years.
How crazy.
You know, that's nuts. That really surprises me. That is totally possible.
It is. So obviously, in your estimation, you would say very worthwhile.
Well, I think for different people, it's going to be different. We made a commitment to make it work. We knew what we wanted. We were at that place in our life where we knew what we wanted.
Sure, sure.
So you were both, at that point, you were both all in. You're like, hey, we're going to make
invested
this work
in
and
this,
go.
Yeah.
And it is, wow. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
And congrats.
Yeah, very
much.
Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. I would say there's a high rate of failure with long-distance relationships.
There is.
But also, it's different when you're already in a relationship and then something as far as work happens or your career where it takes you somewhere else. When you're starting it off, that's just not going to work.
See, I know we just had that other discussion. And again, it can't. I'm not saying it can't. My gut here is like, they're so hard, dude. They are so difficult.
Well, she would have to be a
She'd
little more
have to
in
be in.
Than she is.
She I'm would just, have to
right
be
right now
invested.
We'd have to convince her. And yeah, that's not a good sign.
I think it could work for him.
Yeah.
I think it absolutely work for him. But
so part of being in a relationship is having intimacy, and you can't really have that when you're not in the same place. That's why it has a high, you know, it's just a high rate of failure.
Okay, follow-up question. Like you just, follow-up questions because they've got some months. Because, I mean, I feel like she didn't want to see him. Like, she just wants to, hey, Dad, we're not going
to
do this
well,
anymore.
Well, why? Yeah, because she doesn't want to get close to him leave.
Why put yourself in that situation where you're just going to be in a heartbreak?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that makes sense. You're like, hey, just I know there's going to be a problem. I'm just going to get out of it and not mess with it. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother.
But I guess, I guess his argument would be, but hey, we could spend the next few months together.
Yeah, you couldn't.
So now it's not
she's wasting
dates.
Her time. And as a woman, if you waste your time, you're never going to be young again. You know what I mean? Like, it's important for a woman to not waste her time and find who she wants to be with.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Are you okay, the bull? All right, let's get back to this.
What would you do if you were in Isabella's situation? So she and Tony went out on two dates, just two dates.
Yeah.
He got a promotion at work, and he is now moving to New Orleans. He is all about trying to continue this relationship.
He is.
Saying he's
going to
be in town all the time.
He says he's going to make it work.
His family's here.
It's not a big deal, he says.
Isabella says no.
Yeah.
It was nice while it lasted.
And then on to the next.
Exactly. Why get invested? Only to have it not work out because the odds are not in their favor.
The text messages are split. So split on this. So what do you think? Howdy. Go ahead.
So my husband and I have been together for 16 years. We were dating for 3 weeks before he moved from Pennsylvania to Amarillo, Texas.
Whoa.
And
whoa. Okay.
Yeah, so I moved maybe about 6 months later, and here we are. We have a daughter, and we got married after 10 years, and he's the love of my life.
I love that.
Cow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, in the 6 months where you were maybe looking to move, figuring things out, were you looking for a job or just waiting for things to line up or what was it? Like, did you come to Amarillo or to Texas specifically for him or it's like, no, now I need to get relocated and also he is there?
Yeah.
No, I moved to Amarillo for him. I was taking that 6 months just to kind of feel out our relationship.
Right.
I could tell right away that he was good for me and he was the one for me. And
when you know, as they say.
And that's a good thing. Like if you're kind of like, hey, this is a really good thing. Yeah. You could always just set a window on it.
Right.
You can just be like, yeah, okay, 6 months. And you know, then you make kind of a decision or 2 months or 3 months.
Were you able to see each other a lot during that 6 month stretch?
We visited each other maybe once every 4 to 6 weeks.
That's
I would
bad.
Come down.
That's good. Yeah.
That is not bad. Okay. Hey, thank
you
so much.
And it worked out spectacularly.
I know. Sometimes they do.
Yay.
Frito Katie, go ahead.
Hey, so I am 47 years old. I've never been married. And I wish I had a guy who was willing to, like, put in some effort. She has absolutely no idea what she could miss out on. Taking a chance is what love is about.
Interesting. So you see this as, like, again, hey, there's something really positive here. He's really, really trying to get her on board.
And you're right, we hear people every day. They don't always do this.
That's
like,
true.
This says a lot.
She has absolutely no idea what the dating pool is like out here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no one who is willing to try. So she really should think about this as an option, because 8 hours is a lot different than 27 years.
You're like, lock this down. Lock it down now.
Do what you need to. I think this is actually really good advice, because, yeah, the effort... Effort makes up for a lot. It does. If you're just trying, my God.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more than most.
You buy a lot of things if the person is just making an attempt.
And you never know. Like, in a year, she could turn around and wind up getting a job or a promotion or an opportunity in New Orleans.
Yep.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what life holds. And turning down an opportunity to actually have someone wipe your butt when you're old.
Wow. You're a fool, girl.
You know what? When you put it like that, that's my same.
Honestly, that's what I ask every guy who I start to date now. I'm like, okay, so when I'm like 80 and I can't change my own diaper, are you going to do it for me?
Oh my God, I felt that.
If they say no, I'm like, okay, I understand where you're coming from. Then you're not the guy for me. And I'm still single, sleeping in my bed alone, starfish style.
But how many dates does it take before you ask him that question?
Exactly, that's a good question.
Oh, no, I say it like right out the gate. You know from the beginning, like, if their parents are alive and if they are taking care of their parents, or if they have, then you already know what kind of person they are. But then you have to, like, think about it, because that's something you need to know from the get-go. Like, when your loved one is older, are you going to be willing to, like, if they're in a wheelchair, assist them? Are you going to be willing to, you know, change their diapers?
And you know what they say, though, is that's you know, if you move to New Orleans for him at that point, he owes a debt. So, like, he's committed. I'll move. But when I'm 80, exactly, when I'm 80, we're going
to call in a favor. Hey, honey, do this. You would be able to get anything. Are you serious, honey? I need a new car because my car got dirty.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, no, I think I see your kind. They're definitely advantaged. Thank you so much for...
You made a good case.
we appreciate it.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Did you see the story that Post Malone is the new face of Skims Men?
Hold on. He is so skinny. Why would he need Skims? Like, that doesn't make...
It's an underwear.
He was modeling underwear. All right, let's check this.
I think he... in an interview, he said he liked the brand because when he's taking his wintertime smoke breaks up in Utah, he wears her robes.
Okay. Wow, look at you, Posty.
So he did a rather risque photo shoot in the mountains.
Post Malone, Austin Post is a man of the West now. Like, that is undeniable. Look at this stuff.
So this collection launches tomorrow. Mm. And I guess in addition to underwear, they've got t-shirts. they've got fleece loungewear in camo and, I guess, other dark colors.
Yeah.
What was funny was he was commenting on the photo shoot. And he said, I've never done anything like that. It's like a Sasquatch sighting. Essentially, it's what it felt like. Everyone's going to call in to the cops and say, yeah, we saw Bigfoot out there. Or average foot. Sorry.
It's not. Okay. He got jokes, y'all.
Speaking of, Vibrams are back.
Vibrams. The toe shoes?
Toe shoes.
The toe shoes. Remember these, y'all?
Fashion is under siege.
Holy cow.
They were awful when they first came out.
Wow.
Though my brother, God love him.
Yeah.
Was very into toe shoes.
I had one pair of toe shoes. I didn't find them particularly great. Like, they were kind of more trouble than they were worth. Was your brother one of the dudes that wore them everywhere?
I remember many a night he would be at El Palenque wearing toe shoes. So these came out when? Like the early 2000s?
About 2000.
They were worse than Crocs. They are the weirdest shoe, if
you've never seen them, Google Vibram, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's the weirdest shoe you've ever seen. The whole idea was like that it was healthier for your foot to basically, instead of a shoe, wear an outer foot. Like a literally something that molded to your toes and everything. And again, it was very off-putting. It's a glove. It's a foot glove.
Your foot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you would do running.
Well, and people tried to say that it was better for your feet.
Yeah, they did.
Because, and to be fair, there are a lot of shoes that can cause a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And older people will always say, hey, cautionary tale, I did this or I wore this. Don't be like me.
Mm-hmm.
So Intervibrams, which are supposed to save your feet and I guess keep your toes and your toenails and all of that just like in tip-top shape.
Right.
Oh, you couldn't pay me to wear these. I don't understand. And what's worse is they've got different variations now. So in addition to making the athletic ones, which are the ones designed to run in and things, they also have like a ballet flat that you can use to dress up your outfits. And I don't know who dreamed this up or why, but there's also a shoe that makes your foot look like a camel's.
What is this?
Like it gives you the hooves.
That's what I'm looking. It gives you
like
that's the most heinous thing I've ever seen.
Your feet have a camel toe. Why?
I just don't know who was asking.
That has to be bad for your tootsies.
It absolutely. Again, maybe some of you guys are excited by this.
But these are expensive. So you're paying like $200.
To wear
these tragedies. I don't understand.
$200.
I've never understood fashion, but this is a bridge too far.
Okay.
Don't buy these.
Jeez.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Natasha, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good. How are y'all?
We're good. Thank you for answering our call and answering the call to conquer the Money Minutes.
Get you some money.
Mm-hmm. So you got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. Everybody knows the rules. But just so I say them again. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we'll go to the next one and come around to your passes if we have time at the end. But you cannot change your answers once you give it. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
All right, we're ready, Katie?
We're ready.
All right.
Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks has two brothers. They are?
Simon and Theodore.
Wooden barrels for winemaking are traditionally made of what? What kind of wood?
Pass.
Who is considered the father of Texas?
Sam Houston.
Cookie cutter, bonnet head, and basking are species of what type of sea creature?
Pass.
Bavaria is a region in the south of what country?
Germany.
A monk called Dom Perignon is credited with the invention of what drink?
Wine. Champagne.
What was the name of Andy Warhol's studio in New York City?
Warhol Studio.
What device is used to stop blood flow from an injured limb by applying pressure?
A tourniquet.
What is a polygon?
A three-sided shape.
What was the original name of Lady A?
Lady Antebellum.
Wooden barrels for winemaking are traditionally made of what?
Number two oak.
Did she say number two oak? Like it's a specific... What the deuce? Okay.
I was just looking for oak, so I will take that.
You made it through all 10. Great work.
Favored for its porous nature.
Yeah, okay. How did she do?
Okay, so we missed a few, so let's go over those. Who is considered the father of Texas?
I thought she was right, and then I thought about it.
Yeah, I know.
I
also want to say Sam Houston, but the answer is Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen A. The guy Stephen F. Austin. I said Stephen A. I call him C. I mean, it's not even. Neither here nor there. Okay.
We should just reclaim that, right? We should just change it.
Just give it to Sam, right? Man. What are you? What
or
are you
fathers?
Holding?
One of the fathers
you
know, of
exactly. What are you right? holding on to this go. For? Like, yeah. So Stephen F.
I think I should get a pass. I'll get credit
or like a half point because
give
again,
her a half point.
We
that's,
agree.
Yeah,
there
you go. Yeah, yeah.
Cookie cutter, bonnet head, and basking are species of
sharks.
Sharks.
Okay, yeah, sharks.
Sharks. Mm-hmm. What was the name of Andy Warhol's studio in New York City? That was your freebie.
That was the freebie today. That was the factory.
The factory.
The factory.
And what is a polygon?
Good question.
A three-sided shape could work if you're talking triangle. It's a closed shape with straight sides.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right, all
so
right,
it's quadrilateral, right. triangle. Basically, not a circle.
Mm-hmm. Hey, not bad. Not bad. That was real close. Please sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Now, this is in Vegas, but your odds of winning are pretty great today.
Did you ever
if you want to go to Parker McCollum.
See, that's interesting that you brought up Vegas because you play horrible odd games in Vegas. You sit on the slot machines.
How dare you?
Well, no, it is. That's how it goes. Like, this is what I would consider this the blackjack of Frito and Katie gaming.
because it gets you the closest you can get to an advantage, or at least, you know, anything where...
No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
This was like my blackjack experience, because you either win or you lose instantly, and then you go cry in your car.
Bork of a column tickets are next. Freedom Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud. One time I convinced Katie to play blackjack in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, and he didn't even hear me right, so... I maintain that wasn't even my fault.
It was the most jar. Like, it looked like you had whiplash. Like, it really,
I lost $20 so fast. That's why I sit on the slots, because you can keep 25 cents going for a long time.
Yeah, you can. You can drag it out for the entertainment value. This is not about the entertainment value. This is about giving you a chance to win Parker McCollum ticket. Maybe it works out.
Potentially our entertainment value.
Exactly. Maybe you end up just hearing the phone click, and then you're sitting in your car wondering... Why?
What just happened?
What just occurred?
Heads or tails, right or wrong? Mm-hmm. You got 50-50 odds for all the games this week when we're talking Parker McCollum. It's Parker McCalled it, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
You're going to McCall your shot.
Today, as Katie mentioned, another 50-50 option for you. And one we have not played. I think we played this once. I'm not sure, though, but it is one of my personal all-time favorites in the Frito and Katie universe. That'd be Pokemon or Prescription Drug.
It is exactly like it sounds.
Yep.
Give you a name, you tell us whether or not it's a Pokemon or a prescription drug.
Now, normally we might do 3 out of 5. No.
One name.
One
and done.
One name only. If you get it right, you're going to Parker McCollum. So call us. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will play coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Pokemon or prescription drug? You either get it or you don't.
Yes, one name and one name only.
But if you do, then we will send you to Parker McCollum when he hits the Woodlands September 6th.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Let's do it. Pokemon or prescription drug?
Okay, Jasmine, I'm going to give you a name here. You just tell us that's a Pokemon or that's a prescription drug. Are you ready?
Yes.
Palafin.
I'm going
to
go with a Pokemon name.
She's got it.
She got it? Wow. Oh yeah. And then, like we said, it either works really well or it's really, really traumatic.
That's it. That's the game, Jasmine.
That's the game.
Yeah. You done did it.
That easy. Parker McCollum, how's that sound?
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
It does sound fun. Jasmine ain't on the line. We get you these tickets. And what else sounds fun? Learning how to snitch on your friends for money. Not your friends. These people aren't your friends.
Well, they could be your friends.
But they're not real friends. Like, these are people you, like, bottom line.
That's the truth.
Crime Stoppers. We're going to check in with them coming up.
Crime doesn't pay till it does.
Until it absolutely does. Frito, Katie, the Bull, and because snitches get riches.
Amen.
Hello.
We kick it with Crime Stoppers every once in a while.
Yes, we do. Nicole's back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Our favorite guest.
Yes.
That's my goal in life, is to be everyone's favorite.
No, this is always a blast, because like we do love what you guys do, and we love hearing about some of these cases that you guys are trying to solve.
Actively looking for tips, for help.
Absolutely.
And perhaps this is a good opportunity. Maybe you know something about any one of these cases. Well, you can get paid, man.
Money.
You can get paid.
Cold hard cash. So $100 bills.
You were telling me a little bit about this in the lead up here. This is one of the wilder stories I've heard in a minute.
Right.
Like, this just is unfortunate, and ever since it was horrible.
Exactly. It's a fatal hit and run, which hit and runs are some of the hardest cases to solve because nobody has information.
Right.
I could get on a whole nother soapbox about that because someone's fixing all these cars.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point today. Mm-hmm. So we had a case where this young lady named Antoinette Johnson was riding in the back of a pickup truck. So she was like in the bed of the truck.
Yes.
Somehow falls out, not quite sure, which is scary enough as
which
it is.
It's horrible. On its own.
Like,
horrible.
Maybe she was sitting up on the side.
Maybe. I don't know. But so she falls out of the truck and another car hits her and takes off. So not only did the car that hit her took off, but the truck that she was
driving in?
Every car involved
took
ran.
Off. took off.
Both of them.
Nobody stayed.
Tell me that's not that's ice cold. That is ice cold.
Well, I'm assuming she knew the person that was driving her around, but I guess she could have been hitchhiking or something, but still.
I could even say, hey, maybe you didn't notice that she fell out or something, which is hard to, but again, dude, again, you've got someone in the back of your truck, a whole human in the back of your truck, and then they're not there anymore.
Exactly.
And you're miles down the road and have not reached out to authorities.
Where did this happen?
When did this happen? At 1 o'clock in the morning, or let me see, like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. At the 11400 block of Alameda Road.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, we have zero information on what type of vehicle hit her. So we really need anybody that has information. You could have been driving by.
Yeah.
And saw.
You never know. Any information, they are actively looking for this at Crime Stoppers.
Even if it's just the time, right? If you were in the general vicinity.
At 2 o'clock.
Maybe you saw a car.
Maybe you saw a truck.
By.
Yeah, maybe you saw a
speeding
truck.
Speeding by.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Anything to help start narrowing it down.
Yeah. Or you own a repair shop and a car comes in with some stuff on it that shouldn't be on it.
Any number of ways.
And you've got some questions.
So if they have information related to this case, how do they get in touch
with you? Call the tip line, 713-222-TIPS. You can also download our mobile app. It's available in over 20 different languages. Any way that you report's 100% anonymous. So, yeah.
Okay.
If you have any information, as the old timers would say, drop the dime. Drop a dime and get some cash.
Get some dimes.
Exactly.
Speaking of the tip line, I know the kids are back in school. Yeah. This is something that people might not necessarily think about. But, yeah, this is a very big thing for kids in school to be able to use as well.
Absolutely. Kids are the eyes and ears of the campuses. I mean, we knew who was fighting and who was beefing with who. And they know things way before anyone else does. So the tip line is available to students as well. And they're eligible for that same cash reward, up to $5,000. They can, and the students use the mobile app, Trust and Believe.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely
and
true.
The mobile app, you can submit pictures and videos as well.
Wow. Okay. As
so
further
like
evidence.
A screenshot of something like bullying, you can screenshot that and send that in.
Or some kind of threat that you see on social media.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What other examples would you give to say, kids, these are the types of things that you can report?
Sure. The biggest things, of course, like weapons on campus. That's a big deal. We've removed over 280 weapons out of area schools.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Before they could be used against everyone. And that ranges from like a loaded 9mm Glock, brass knuckles. I had no idea brass knuckles were an issue until I started working at Crime Stoppers.
And wow.
We've removed a ton. We had an aspiring ninja that had some throwing stars.
Throwing stars!
Yeah, exactly.
Of all the dumb things.
Right.
Yet again, there's not an age limit.
No.
On snitching for riches.
No, there isn't.
And again, we encourage this kind of behavior because it keeps everyone safe.
Yes, enrich yourself and the community.
Yeah, do us all a favor and get paid.
Yeah, y'all. Right. Yeah, get some spending money. We had one of our most recent campus cases was a terroristic threat. This kid had all of the makings for a bomb. He was like in the Future Farmers of America.
Because the fertilizers.
So he had all of the components, and he was bragging that he was smarter than Oppenheimer. And so he had all of this stuff. I know.
Self-esteem is so important.
That's when I would start recording.
You know, I mean, I myself am smarter than the average bear, but that's about it.
Yeah, you're smarter than Oppenheimer using for it. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Hey,
exactly.
Not to knock it.
No. He was going to use that bomb to blow up a girl if she didn't agree to marry him.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, but see, that's what's so important. The tipster knew this kid had this stuff.
Right.
And was like, look, he is pretty darn smart.
Yeah.
He's got this stuff. And I don't want to be the guy that says, I thought he was kind of weird.
Or I should have done something but didn't.
Right.
But even though he knew he had those materials, if he hadn't known. Right. If he hadn't seen them, but he had heard him say that,
that's
it
enough.
Would still be worth it to call it in just in
absolutely.
Case.
No doubt. No
absolutely.
Doubt.
One phone call could absolutely save a bunch of lives.
Yeah, save lives, save your bank account.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming.
Shoes are expensive.
Where can they find you again? Give them the website one more time.
our website, crime-stoppers.org. You can find all of our information there. Of course, our socials. You can follow all of our cases on X. We post all of those on there. And the tip line, 713-222-TIPS.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Was yesterday National Aviation Day?
I would have
Did
to
I remember
look that.
Seeing that somewhere.
Second. I will Google. Is there a reason why we're... Yeah, it was yesterday.
Aha!
Wow,
well,
good call.
Got a Boeing story for you.
Okay, that's... Oh, my God.
Now,
that's
this is not
thing.
This is not a story from America.
Okay.
This was actually... A Boeing 757 carrying 273 passengers and 8 crew members.
Mm.
And they were going from Greece to Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. The plane catches fire in the sky.
How have I not seen? What do you mean catches fire in the sky?
So passengers started to notice flames. Spitting from
Lord,
the right
look,
wing of the plane.
Look, it's just like pulsing. It's pulsing
People
flames.
Were like on the ground started taking videos because they weren't sure what it was because it would come in and
That's
out.
That's what I'm looking at
yeah,
right
looked
now.
Like
it's
lights
like,
it's at
like
first.
Pulsing flames.
And then people realize, oh my God, I think that plane is like on fire.
Oh, wow.
So the power went out for a few seconds. The plane was no longer climbing. It was at 36,000 feet. Passengers were like, I was sending goodbye texts. Because I thought it was the end.
So they were fully well aware that this thing was on fire in the plane. They're like, okay, this is where it ends.
They landed it safely.
Unbelievable.
They made an emergency landing. Everybody was
You know
okay.
what? That is the perfect story for National Aviation Day yesterday because someone aviated. Someone aviated in that cockpit and everyone lived. That is
That's
nuts,
crazy,
dude. Nuts.
Also, can you imagine sending out that message and then...
Whoopsies!
Just kidding. At a hotel. False alarm.
Yeah, never mind. No, good. We all do. Yeah.
It sounds like the airline was more upset that they couldn't put everybody in a hotel that night than they were about the actual accident overall.
That is terrifying.
Or the incident, rather.
I'm not flying anymore, man. It's been too much this year. It's been too much. I'm buses only. Buses and
it
trains.
It was like some kind of chemical combustion in the engine. I don't know.
Exactly, Katie. That's what I'm
talking
about.
They're still testing it.
It's some kind of. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know what was shooting flames
out of
an engine.
It was also super loud. From one TikTok video, it was making loud booms.
On the ground.
During the malfunction.
What is old is new again, Katie. And this makes a lot of sense.
Obnoxious Vibrams.
No.
Time to get out your 5-finger toe shoes.
Any of y'all looking for a job out there? Any of y'all in that hell upscape of AI slop of where you're getting weeded out and have to send in hundreds and hundreds of applications every single day? Are you looking for a new way? Go back to the old school. Walk into a business with a paper resume and physically hand it to someone. People are starting to say this is the hack of all hacks if you want to get a job.
It's always been the hack of all hacks. The problem today is, who are you going to give it to?
That is a very good question. You have to be confident. First of all, they have to exist in a place,
right,
which is iffy.
They
have to have an office.
Office hours.
They have to, oh, yeah, somewhere that you can walk in.
Are they
in.
Open
that
to
is,
the public?
That sounds silly, but for a lot of offices, yeah, it's like you couldn't get in there if you wanted
like
to.
Like, we are. But also, we're not.
Exactly. Like, we're here, but can you?
Not most days.
Most days, that is a no. So this is a real thing. A lot of people are posting blogs and suggestions saying that, like, hey, I went months and months and months and months and months searching for a job. And then I finally, honestly, it seems like people stumbled on this because they were just fed up. They were like, you know, I'm just going to start walking around with paper resumes and handing them out. All of a sudden, job search fixed. Got hired. Then another got hired. They say even companies who are saying, hey, it's hard to get the right applicants are going back to putting a help wanted sign in the window.
Yeah.
To let people know to walk in and be like, so you're looking for someone to do a job? Boom, hired. Moving on. Genius. Love to see it. Keep that strategy in mind, guys. We will see y'all tomorrow.